The Biden administration has extended the nationwide ban on evictions for a month to help millions of tenants unable to make rent payments during the coronavirus pandemic, but said this is the last time it plans to do so. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, extended the evictions moratorium from June 30th until July 31st. The Census Bureau reported that as of June 7th, roughly 3.2 million people in the U.S. said they faced eviction in the next 2 months. Alicia Mazzara, a senior research analyst with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, welcomed the extension but said the administration needs to go much further.
For now, extending the eviction moratorium will protect the millions of people behind on rent. But many of these renters faced a similar deadline only months ago, and they'll face this deadline again at the end of next month. They need a long-term solution, not another Band-Aid.
The extension announcement was accompanied by a flurry of administration activity. The Treasury Department issued new guidance encouraging states and local governments to streamline distribution of the nearly $47 billion in available emergency rental assistance funding. Associate Attorney General Vinita Gupta released an open letter to state courts around the country, encouraging them to pursue a number of alternatives that would protect both tenants and landlords. This week, dozens of members of Congress wrote to President Joe Biden and Walensky, calling for the moratorium to be not only extended, but also strengthened in some ways. Landlords who have opposed the moratorium and challenged it in court were against any extension. They've argued the focus should be on speeding up the distribution of rental assistance. Alicia Mazzara and the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities is urging the Biden administration to expand the federal government's housing voucher program for low-income tenants.
Even before the pandemic, we saw that insufficient funding prevented vouchers from reaching some 24 million people in low-income renter households that were paying more than half their income for housing. Most of these people, some 62%, are people of color. They include low-wage workers with children, seniors, people with disabilities, and LGBTQ people who are more likely to face housing instability and homelessness.
Currently, there is a years-long waiting list for the Department of Housing's low-income housing vouchers.